Hello to all you listeners again. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York, and it's my privilege again to serve as the pastor for the day. I've got a question for you all. Do you long to dwell in the house of the Lord? Have you thought about the house of the Lord today? You might be asking, Pastor, what exactly do you mean when you speak of the house of the Lord? And to that question, I would say simply this. I'm speaking of the same thing that David spoke of in Psalm 27, when he said, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Do you have that same longing in your heart? But again, you might be asking, Pastor, what exactly does David mean when he speaks of the house of the Lord? Is he speaking about God's eternal dwelling place in heaven? Or is he speaking about God's dwelling place on earth, his tabernacle? And that's a good question, because the scriptures often use the phrase house of the Lord to refer to the earthly tabernacle or temple. And here in Psalm 27, David certainly seems to be speaking about God's dwelling place in this life, on this earth. On the other hand, when we read Psalm 23, verse 6, David speaks of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. And as a Christian, you can't help but think of the words of Christ that the Good Shepherd spoke to us in John 14 when he promised to prepare a place for us in heaven. So we understand that the Psalms are speaking both of God's dwelling place on earth and his dwelling place in heaven, where we will dwell with him forever. In every case, the joy of being in the house of the Lord, whether it's on earth or in heaven, comes from being near to his holy presence. David speaks in Psalm 27, verse 4 of, quote, "gaze upon the beauty of the Lord." Paul expressed the same thing in Philippians 1:23 when he said, "My desire is to depart and be with Christ." He longed to dwell in the house of the Lord. Do you have that longing? These men oriented their lives around dwelling in the house of the Lord, and the scriptures call us to do the very same thing. Orient your life around dwelling in the house of the Lord. Well, how can we do that? Here's two ways. First, orient your life around God's eternal dwelling. Jesus said in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Faith is the first step toward God's eternal dwelling. And the life of faith and repentance is the path to that eternal dwelling. But second, orient your life around gathering at God's dwelling place here on earth. Don't just think about the life to come, but gather with him on earth. You might say, well, Pastor, as Christians, we don't have an earthly tabernacle or temple. So how are we going to find God's house here on earth? Well, 1 Peter 2:5 tells us, quote, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." The message of the apostles is clear. The house of God on earth is the church. Not some church building, but the people of God themselves gathered together for his glory. It's God's intention to meet with his people in a special way when they gather together to worship him as one body. You can seek the nearer presence of God on earth by gathering to worship with his people and by orienting your life around this high and holy calling to worship the Lord as his holy priesthood. After all, a day in the Lord's courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York. Let God's word give life and light to you this day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.